The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
She beat me to it.
I did. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here.
And the theme today
is Party On, Dude.
Part two. That's because we did a Party On, Dude earlier. I can't remember exactly when. I don't have a note here about. Oh, yes, we did. We did it October 16th, 2013. So if you want to go back in the archives
and compare or see how we did the show to that show,
you can go back there. Just go in the archives. Those archives are cool. We're coming up on 400th show. That's pretty wild
that
we've been doing it this long.
We've been doing it for a long time. Anyway.
Speaking of which, today's show is pre-recorded, so don't call in.
Try to call in.
Because
we're not here. We're in Costa Rica, actually.
Actually, you may be speaking. You could call and speak to our lovely engineer, Matt, if he's working that day, but you won't be speaking to us. Luckily, we have four people who've been kind enough to call in today with their questions. We warned them in advance that we're going to be partying on, dude, part two, and they're waiting to speak to you and to speak to us.
But before that happens, we need to talk with you about some very special things.
Listening, listening, listening.
Those are the things.
I'm partying.
If you listen, you may get your life out of this program. And I mean that very really, that if you really, truly listen and let what's being said in, rather than think about it to see whether you agree or disagree, but hear what's being said from the speaker's point of view, that's enough. I know it seems impossible, but that's enough to have your life transformed. There are situations that you've been putting up with, trying to change, working on for years, just clear up in
an instant.
An instant.
It just happens.
It can happen during the course of the show.
Why not?
It probably happens to the callers during the course of the show.
You know, I'm glad we're doing this show.
Why is that?
Well, when we get ready to go away for extended periods of time, like to
Costa Rica
for several weeks for our Say Yes to Your Life Costa Rica immersion courses, there becomes a certain momentum of completing things and getting things done, and we're very good at being direct, but there are times where I get ahead of myself. And to call one on myself for today, I did one that was particularly funny. It's funny now because Shia caught it. It might not have been funny tomorrow morning. I left the car today, and I put it in park. And we have a Prius, so it doesn't run the engine all the time. So when I left the car,
it was quiet.
I left it in park, and it sounded like it was off, but the car was still on. And when Shia went to the garage, he heard this very funny noise, and he walked around for a while trying to figure out what it was, and it was the car. It was still on several hours later. So that tells me, not that I'm doing my life wrong, but that I'd gotten out of my own personal center. I'd gotten moving ahead. I got ahead of myself.
Trying to get somewhere, and you forget to be where you are.
And you know, that can also happen even when life is a party, because I was actually having and am still having a fun day, a good day, and a live day.
An excellent day.
And most excellent adventure.
Right.
But every moment is an opportunity to see whether or not you're on your own personal center, and sometimes just slip off. We have a caller. Let's take him, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, Vin, where are you calling from?
From Frankfurt in Germany.
Frankfurt. Yesterday you were in Cologne, weren't you?
Yes, that's right.
You move
around, man. Never know where Vin's going to be.
Yeah, very cool. I have a question.
We're ready.
And good. It's regarding my work. So I was up at work for a promotion for quite a while, mm-hmm. Which is a process of about a year. And
right.
I got news about a month ago that I have been promoted indeed. So that was very cool. And I just noticed after that I kind of started slacking, actually, to the point that it was almost like at work watching a train wreck and being part of it at the same time. And I'm quite amazed. So I was wondering what kind of happened there. It feels like it's over now, but...
That's a good question. You know, when you have a goal, you think that somehow the achievement of that goal is going to make you a better person, a more satisfied person, a happier person, a wealthier person, a wiser person, and you can fill in the blank with a lot of other things that you think achieving a goal will produce for you.
So you produce this thing for an entire year, and aside from the, wow, great, I did it, there's not a commensurate...
reward. You see... Yeah. See, if this moment isn't complete, whole, full, has everything, because, you see, this moment is where everything is happening, Vin. This is the only moment of your life, really. In reality, life is unfolding right now. Not someday when you achieve a promotion at work.
Yeah.
And so you have the idea that that promotion is going to make you feel better or happier or something-er.
There's another aspect to it that I suspect is part of your personal gestalt, to use a word that I probably have no business using. And that is, when somebody gives you a big compliment, which is, hey, you are ready to be promoted, here's your promotion...
Yeah.
You can also have a knee-jerk reaction of don't tell me what to do or don't give me too much. You can't really count on me. Let me show you how.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Suddenly your boss gets thrust in an automatic way into the role of a parental figure, and most of us, when we're in that kind of reactive state, what we used to do is automatically do the opposite of what was requested.
There's an old saying that acknowledgement kills. You know, somebody can be doing really well, and then you acknowledge them for what they're doing, and they stop working.
Yeah.
That seems to be what's happened here.
Yeah,
now, can I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, please.
I don't expect that you will necessarily have this dynamic again, but if it took you a month to find your way out of that cycle, you didn't...
Yeah. Use your support system.
Whether it's us, whether it's the international calls, whether it's calling teammates of yours on different volunteer teams that you're on, you have, and you, of all people, travel from city to city, and you have very close friends.
In all the cities you travel to.
And any one of them would have been willing to step up, and you could say what you had to say about, hey, I'm in a contraction, I'm in a work slump, and you could have sorted your way through. If rather than sort it in your head.
Okay.
Do you know, our minds come up with solutions that are inside the system that generally made the problem in the first place.
Yeah, it all seems like I was not really willing to admit to myself that it was going that way until it got really, well, very obvious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a typical upset.
Okay.
See, when you get upset, you're not willing to acknowledge you're upset until it gets so bad you can't help but see that you're upset. Usually, you say, well, I can't bother anybody with this. Or when I get better, then I'll come back and talk to people.
Yeah. Or one thing I had was, why am I struggling with this so much? It can't be such a big deal.
Well, it isn't a big deal.
Okay.
But why, in a certain respect, is a silly question? I mean, I know we gave you a couple of whys just now with, you know, about acknowledgement kills, and I gave you a why, like, your boss becomes your parental figure. All of those things are useful and they're good, but when you say to yourself, why is this such a struggle, that's change.
And it's such a struggle because you're not willing to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling at that moment. You know, the other thing is this. You may have disagreed with their giving you a promotion.
Oh, okay.
See, and you're proving them wrong for seeing you as great as they see you, because you don't see you as great as they see you.
Okay, yeah, that rings very true on some levels, yeah.
So if you really knew how bad I am,
you wouldn't have promoted me.
That's right, in the first place.
Really, if your life is not currently an excellent adventure, then you're being right about something.
Okay.
And there are three basic principles. You resist being grumpy.
You stay grumpy. That's the first principle.
When you resist your reaction because it doesn't make sense to your logical mind, you keep that reaction in place. And you can only have the reaction that you have, which in your case was a work slowdown. And then the third thing is anything you see, honestly see without judging, completes itself. Cool?
Cool. Very cool.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Lovely having you on the show.
Yeah, lovely talking to you guys.
Great.
What else we got? We got Frances.
Let's take her.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Frances. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent.
Brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
I'm in a conference room. It's so sort of surreal. Nice. So I feel close to you, even though I'm not there. I'm being here at the moment.
That's right. You're being here.
Well, see, how appropriate is that? Isn't that the title of the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking about this play thing, and I spend a lot of time at work, and I often do play at work. I find much of what I do to be fun.
Good.
And I think I'm well suited, and I enjoy the people a lot, and I enjoy the deadlines and the processes, and I enjoy the interactions. And
but there's a butt in here somewhere. We just haven't found it yet.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was incredibly irritable all day, and people were just not acting right. And I was just, I know the principles. I was just being right that everybody was so wrong, and of course, I was miserable.
Well, what would miserable buy you?
Oh, well, that's interesting.
I mean, what do you get out of being miserable? You see, if you behave the way you behave on purpose,
And if you're a smart person, as we know you are, and if your behavior has value...
What are you getting out of it?
It's got currency. What are you buying with it?
And then the first thing that comes to my mind is separation.
Separation from who?
From those that I work with. I'm different.
Okay.
And I want to be different. I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be in sync. I wanted to be at whatever I was doing.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
48 hours before
you.
Yesterday's upset.
Okay.
What you get? That sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes?
That was Tom telling me his brother had died.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't want to hear it?
No.
And you didn't want to feel what you had to feel?
And loss is always upsetting, even if it's somebody else's loss. Because, for one thing, it makes your mortality so much more real.
And then there's also the potential of losing your friend Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, which is always a possibility, yeah.
Well, losing any of us is always a possibility. It's just more possible with some people than others. But, you know, when you don't want to feel something, lots of times people don't associate, like, an upset they had on Tuesday with something that happened on Sunday. But it's a little bit like a cold virus.
You know, like somebody sneezes, you catch the bug, but it doesn't have immediate repercussions. But there's an incubation period, and after a day or two, you start to get really weird.
You get a scratchy throat, and then eventually all of the symptoms, but the full-blown symptoms, don't happen in the moment of the sneeze. Or in your case, in the moment of hearing information that was uncomfortable for you to process or hear or feel.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm feeling a little weepy, joyful weepy at the moment.
That's great, because you see, it's so subtle that, and very few of us, we're immediate, you know, human beings are immediate, so you look at the last thing that just happened to figure out why you're upset.
Yeah.
But it could have happened a day or two before, and you've forgotten all that stuff already, so that's no longer part of the equation of your upset. And now it's going to happen again. Right now,
we're
going to play a little takeaway.
Okay, here we go.
We got to take a break.
Or we could say we get to go to a break. We'll be back shortly. Can you come back with us, Francis?
I will.
Awesome. We'll be back. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Mm-hmm.
this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We'll be back in the New York City area on February 9th. We're doing a special events, magical relationship events. And it's Valentine's week, so relationships always up in the air. So come join us if you're in the New York City area. Invite your friends. We'll have lots of information up about it on our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page. It's a great way to share it with your friends. Or you can go right up to our website. There's a PDF about it at transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, our first weekend workshop, now that we're coming back, will be fun.
As the access way to enlightenment.
Yeah, it will not only be fun, the title is Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. It's March 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. You're invited to come from wherever you are. You've got some time to make your arrangements. Join us. We'll have a good time together. It'll be fun. You with us, Francis?
I am. I'm just marveling at what just happened.
Well, that's one of those little moments of transformation where you see something that has had a profound effect on how you've been being, and you didn't even realize it went down. And when you see it, you go, oh, of course.
One of the things I want to say is how much I admire you. But I, in particular in this case, that you are just relating to all of us something that happened, which was your feeling very grouchy yesterday, and everybody was not...
Everything was wrong.
Everything was wrong, and the people around you were wrong. And you're willing to look at it in a non-judgmental framework, and lots of times people hide what they think are their foibles or what they think is a lesser version of them. And what was particularly cool, Francis, was when you saw that thing that happened on 48 hours in advance.
You laughed.
And anybody who was listening could hear the transformation. When you see the truth, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the truth never hurts. The truth is just a what-so.
Oh, I just love your brilliance and my brilliance with you.
Thank you.
This is great stuff.
Yes, it is.
It is great. It's like a tuning fork of great. And if we all listen, we resonate with each other's brilliance. So thanks for having us be brilliant today, and thanks for being brilliant yourself.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You.
Excellent. All right. I think we have another caller. We do, for certain. Let's take her.
Janine, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
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 Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my apartment in Astoria.
All right. Astoria, we're having a...
In Queens.
A New York frame of mind. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What can we do for you tonight?
I wrote a question, so I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by how culture works within a career, within social groups, within families. Could you share a deeper explanation of how culture could be influenced by each individual that interacts within it?
That's an interesting question. But you see, I don't think culture is influenced. I think you have been predetermined by your culture until you become aware that your culture is running you. And you cannot change it by resisting it, because that only keeps the culture just as strong. So you have people who don't want to be like their parents, Jane, and they become just like their parents because they resist being like their parents. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. You can only be as you are. Now, that's the second principle. And the third principle is anything you see and allow it to be completes itself. Well, if you start to discover that the way you are being has been a cultural download that you learned, and you see it, you don't have to do it anymore, but not in resistance to it. It just may not any longer be appropriate. And see, your question sounded like a question.
Like an essay question.
An essay question at school. And now I know you're a teacher, so that may be why it's written that way. But it was like,
I would be less interested in what the individuals can, how an individual can impact
culture.
A culture, and get more interested in how you affect the
people around you.
And how the people around you affect you as well. So, for instance, if you take a look at the conversation we just had with Frances, clearly the conversation she had with Tom about his losing his brother's death had an impact on her. But that's not Tom's culture impacting Frances. That's Frances resisting something she didn't want to hear. Now, obviously, Tom's culture impacts her, but you got to look at being 100% responsible in relationship, because that way you have a life that you own rather than being reactive all the time.
Mm.
And lots of people want to blame other people. You upset me, you offended me, you make me happy. They don't want to look at themselves.
Right.
So why do you want to know the impact of people's culture? I'm just curious.
No, I just feel as though having this community is such an asset, and I'm having a good time at work, and I'm working with my coworkers well. And
oh, that's what I wanted to speak with you about. Yeah, I had something, I lost it. It came back just now. See, I think you can. You teach, yes?
Yes.
How old are the children you teach?
They're between 11, 12, 13, 14.
Perfect. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever truly listened to them to hear what they're saying from their point of view? Or have you been too busy trying to teach them what the program is, what the
curriculum,
there's another word for what we're talking about here, like the timeline, where you have an
agenda.
Mm-hmm. of what they are supposed to learn, so you push to have them learn those facts, but have you ever really listened to the children?
I think I have, but I feel as though it fluctuates. At times when I don't feel as well myself because I don't know how to handle like a behavior or something, it takes me a little further away from my ability to just listen to what's going on. If a student isn't, acting a certain way.
See, if you listen to those kids, you may find the answers you need to support them so they can be great.
Yeah.
See, I know you work with at least some of the children have developmental things or behavior issues, and that's a
learning disabilities,
and that's part of what your job is. But if your attention goes back on you. If you're saying, I don't know how to handle this, your attention's clearly on you at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being there with that child. You're trying to create a solution.
Yeah.
And, of course, natural. I mean, if a kid is screaming or acting up, you want to create a solution. So it makes sense. But I like your question, Shia.
See, what you don't realize, Janine, is how capable and brilliant you are when you are being present in your life. See, if you listen to the story that you listen to, you see all of your foibles and your inadequacies and your should have been different than you are commentaries that mm-hmm. most of us, if not all of us, have. And if you take yourself out of that conversation about how you're doing and really start listening to what these kids have to offer, you may discover how to support them like nobody else has. Because, you see, we work at a school. We're consultants for a high school, or the principal of a high school in New York City. And little things that we see have huge impact on the quality of life in that school. But they're little things because we're there looking to see what's going on. But if we were there to try to produce a result, you know, follow the program, the teaching. Don't you have to write a
lesson plan?
That's what I was looking for. Thank mm-hmm. you, dear. See, if you are trying to follow a lesson plan to get to the end of that and get everything covered, then you disregard everything that's going on there, and what's going on there is reality. It's these kids' reality for sure. And if somebody gets their reality, they don't have to live in that reality. They can discover the other possibilities.
You know,
you're disagreeing with me.
Yeah, you're thinking.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was trying to imagine being in their reality, really what their reality is. I guess I'm just wondering how I would do that. I mean, yeah, listening.
How you would do it is to get there by listening. If you actually hear, you know, we had a teacher in Germany who's a doctor, and she teaches children, but she's got a doctorate.
And she teaches them English.
And she came to one of our workshops, and then she reported back to us that after the workshop, she actually, for the first time ever in her whole career as a teacher, listened to the children rather than tried to teach them.
And that she realized she'd been so busy trying to get her lesson plan done that everything was like an intrusion. And when she really listened to them, not only were they brilliant, but they got so much more done. It just didn't go in a linear fashion that she had expected.
And that's what I'm suggesting for you.
The other thing is, when you get a moment, and you can't do it right now because we are pre-recording this show, but by the time this airs, the last week's show will have been getting offended is optional. And you should listen to that show because you get offended by their outbursts in their behavior. Sometime you should follow Julie around in the school system. I'm mm-hmm. always amazed, and we talked about it a little bit in last week's show because she was on last week's show calling in to ask a question. I'm always amazed at how she can go right up into middle of scuffles with kids or large kids or kids who are belligerent and acting out. And she's just so direct, and nothing they say or do she ever finds offensive.
And yeah, I do find that I get offended, even though
No, you don't get offended. You offend yourself.
Right.
See, you forgot to have fun with these kids. You forgot to have it be a fun experience learning. You've gotten serious to try to complete your lesson plan. You haven't discovered that a lot more learning happens when you're having fun than when you're upset.
Mm. The other thing is...
And your kids are, for the most part, upset. So if you have fun with them, they may no longer be upset and they'll learn better.
I would go back to my original idea with you, Janine, where you were talking about the impact of cultures on a culture. I get more interested in your culture and your culture, your way of seeing what you've been brought up in, what you've resisted, and what you've come to expect, because it morphs situations.
You know what I'd be interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday night, Stephanie got up and talked about how she'd had the best week at work she's ever had, and a woman who's been working in her office for 4 years transformed into a
collaborative
colleague, and she never expected that, and it happened out of her, Stephanie, transforming. And everybody in her office transformed as a result of it. If you discover how to be rather than do your life, but be there in it moment by moment, you might be amazed at how these kids who are problems learn to learn.
But I'll tell you something. If you want your life to be a party, you need to drop your story.
Really?
And contained in your story is the expectation of problems and drama and solution. Just keep dropping it.
Okay.
You say that almost as though you're the victim of it.
Yeah. I tell you what, we have to go to a break. But when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the difference between surrender and succumb. You got a moment for it?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back after the break with Janine. Okay. Come on back. Don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, You can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Saturday, Costa Rica Course 2 begins. For those of you who are coming, who are not with us now, and you'll be there in a few days, we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be awesome. You know, if you're enjoying the show today, share it. Share it with folks. And I challenge everybody who's listening to find at least one other episode this week. Just go through. Use your intuition. Have a party. Click on the year or the month and the episode. Just click on something. Download it. Listen to it. You don't even have to listen to the whole thing. Pick a spot and listen. I guarantee you.
It'll apply to your life.
You'll pick it perfectly. You're a perfect picker. You're with us, Miss Janine?
Yes.
Are you laughing at yourself?
I like the perfect picker. I don't know. I'm just laughing at that. But, yes, I was laughing at myself before.
Yeah. Do you know the difference between surrender and succumb?
I guess I don't.
I'll tell you. Surrender is doing whatever you're doing as though it's your idea.
With the intention to love the experience.
Right.
Yeah.
To come is when you drag your feet and you do it like, and you got that quality in your voice. I'll tell you, play back this episode when it goes to archive. It'd be so good for you.
Okay.
Really? Because it's so obvious when you've stepped into a succumb mode as opposed to a surrender mode.
And whenever you succumb, you become the victim of your life.
Yeah.
When you surrender, you are the author of your life.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are no
happy victims.
That's true.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have an excellent rest of your day. Party on, dudes.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have another caller.
Holly?
Miss Holly?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's happening? Konnichiwa.
I don't know how to answer that, but really good in English. You know, I've heard you often talk about the perfection of the moment. Me being on this call has just been perfect, really perfect.
How's that?
Well, the thing that just touched me right now was when you were talking about surrender versus succumb. And I got to see that I have this opportunity to talk to a bunch of principals. I'm an assistant principal in a New York City school, and I am having the opportunity to talk to a bunch of principals tomorrow and tell them about the story of my school and how we've really tried to do a transformation in our school and help our kids in a particular way. And what I've been asked to do, what I was asked to do, was to be humble. I was told, be humble. Don't present it with a sense of hubris, like you've got all the answers and you've got it covered. And for some reason,
who told you that?
The people that organized it, the Department of Ed, the people.
Oh, I see. Okay, just checking.
And I really saw when you were talking to Janine how I just didn't want to agree with them. Like, why do I have to be humble? I'm really proud of us. And I've been grappling with, I really was having a hard time. Like, well, what do I say? What's the story that I say? And I just saw that by me saying no, it was making it really hard. You know, all I can say is by me not surrendering, it wasn't joyous. It just wasn't a joyous thing.
You know, I'm not a big fan of the, in other words, what they mean is, but I'm pretty clear that they're not that interested in you being humble. It's the best way that they can articulate being open and available and not talking down from behind a barricade from the change modality of I've crossed this finish line and I've arrived and I've got these tips for you, and if you listen and are smart, you could get here too. That's change. That's what they don't want. The reason they picked you to talk about it is because you embody transformation. So humble may not be a word that translates to you, but I'm telling you, if you be yourself, it's going to come across as humble. There's nothing wrong with being excited. But
or enthusiastic.
My experience of you, Holly, is when you're excited, enthusiastic, and you're talking about things, I always feel included, like I can have that too, not like, look how good I'm doing, and I don't feel that's what you're saying. In fact, as we were speaking to Janine and we were talking about principles, I flashed also on you because I recall a time you were, came to, I believe it was a Monday, it might have been a weekend, and you were talking about one of the youths in your school who is, I don't know if he's autistic, I don't remember that part of it, but I know that he had a meltdown and was screaming, and you looked and you listened and you saw and you wrapped your arms around him and just held him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you talking about that. And it wasn't like, I did the right thing, you should do that too. It wasn't, look at what I did. You were talking from your heart. And it touched me. It touched me so deeply how much you care about these kids and how you're not having your attention on you.
Right.
And Janine, I love that you learned a lot from the conversation that we had with Janine. Well, Janine could learn a lot from you also, in that even your question or your comment so far, all of it always has your heart attached to it. You got your heart attached to that. It's not an intellectual exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it wrong tomorrow.
Yay! That's lovely. Thank you. I'm so proud of, where I'm at. Not me where I'm at, but just the people I'm with. And I just want to take a tangent, if I may, and just share with you how much it's helped me share transformation with my teachers. I've been talking to them about different workshops, and I've got a couple of them. They want to come. I said, come on, we'll go to dinner before. Teachers have been asking me. They go, I'd like to go to that with you. You know that thing you do on Monday night. And these are teachers that live in Long Island, and then they get a little concerned that they can't get home. So I've given them the radio card, so I want to shout out, if I can, to say, hi, Mrs. Gervaisi. You know, please come sometime, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful way to walk through this life.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's been a gift, and I thank you. I thank you so much.
You know, there are plenty of...
Oh, you're welcome. But, you know, it's not like you haven't paid your dues, my dear.
How so?
Well,
you keep honestly looking at...
You attend workshops. You come with us to Costa Rica. You are engaged in supporting other people. See, look, it's transformation made easy, yes, but transformation is never terribly easy because it's each moment you have to keep choosing, and a lot of times it goes against your preferences, what you see as your truth. Because your preferences are hardwired in there from early childhood as cultural downloads.
Plus, you've been knocked on your behind at different times. Things like relationships took a left turn, and you were surprised by things. You've had job offers that then melted away. You've had different things that have been upsetting.
Potentially upsetting.
Things that you can rock back on your heels with. And then the question is what you do. And you've consistently re-engaged in your life. And, I'm telling you, and I'm also telling our listeners, I'm really clear, and Shai and I are clear, you guys underestimate yourselves. You underestimate your courage and your greatness. You really do. You see it in other people.
See, I'm proud to know you. I don't know that you're proud to know you.
Well, you know what? I am in this moment, Shia.
Well, good. Well, this moment
Thank
is all
you.
There is, so I guess we're being
That's
successful
it.
Here.
You gotta win. Yeah.
Did
yeah.
your school get picked by Disney to do...
Yes, we also were picked by Disney. We performed on Broadway last year. And as you said, these are my children are children that have autism. They might be emotionally challenged. Some of them have cognitive delays. It's a very, very special place. So, yeah, it's just a wonderful place to be showcased. I'm really, there's just a lot of people that are seeing that there's something there that's special.
I remember, again, things that you've said over the years have touched me, and I remember something you said about this Disney thing. Disney wanted different schools to perform a piece from some of their different shows, and all of these different schools bid to be one of the schools to be able to do that. And I remember you talking about how you approach them saying our school is a model that's inclusive and we have all of these developmental or cognitive or artistic cognitive delay or artistic children and there's a place for everybody and
Absolutely.
They will definitely be part of the performance because that's what our school is about is inclusion and I get goosebumps talking about it. You represent the best in education. And the thing is, you can be humble, but it doesn't mean you have to make yourself less in order to be humble. What you
can be humble without being humble.
Yes.
You know, without being your idea of humble. See, if you're being yourself, you are humble.
If you're not, you're pretending you're humble while actually competing with other people because you're insecure because you're afraid they might get ahead of you. And my experience of you, you're like, hey, go ahead, get ahead. I could learn from you.
I was talking to a colleague today, and I said, you know, I've really learned, and I've learned this from you guys. It's like when people win, I win. You know, and I think that's really, I like living my life that way.
Well, that is the transformational model. It's win-win. It's partnership.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It is. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we thank you for the gift you're giving to all the listeners.
It's my pleasure. It's really my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I want to take a moment again to encourage y'all. to share this show with your friends. You can do it via Twitter. You can do it via Facebook. You're welcome to start on our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page a conversation about what your favorite show is, like which episode you like best. When you win, we all win. Everybody wins. It's so lovely to be surrounded by people who have well-being, and also to be here and be of support if somebody has lost their way. Your life can transform in an instant. Francis so brilliantly demonstrated that today.
Yeah.
it's very cool.
Well, you know, it reminds me of a young lady came to a Monday night not too long ago who, 4 years ago, her husband died of cancer, and she was still lost in the upset of that event, and she came to us because she's desperately trying to get out of that, but she doesn't know how. And as she was telling me this, I looked around the room, and we were on a break, and all the people in the room were so engaged with
each
other.
It was like a party.
It was like a party, but no alcohol, and everybody was really enthusiastically engaged in listening or talking to the people around them. And I said, look around this room. You see you know, these other people? And she said, yes. I said, they're not talking to themselves about the story of their life. If you want life to be a party, drop your story. So we introduced her to some other people.
And engage.
And engage.
And one last thing. I have to say, our workshops are fun. They're deep. They're transformational. You meet incredible people. You want to really have life be a party. Come join us in one of our weekends.
And party on, dude.
We got to go. Next week's show is called Are You Living Your Life? Or are you just thinking about it?
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. So
come on back.
Yes, please. And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.